Text 1. Interview with celebrity chef Poling Yao. First reading. Listen to this radio interview and answer questions 1 to 8. I am the first voice you will hear. I am the interviewer.
I am the second voice you will hear, representing Poling Yao.
Our next guest, Poling Yao, has had an impressive career as a celebrity chef after appearing on the reality TV cooking show MasterChef. Welcome, Po. Did you always know you were destined for success?
I used to pretend I was on a TV cooking show, chatting to an imaginary audience in my kitchen, the cooking equivalent of singing into a hairbrush. Secretly, I suspected I was destined for something special. I've always had this feeling that cool things were going to happen in my life.
Well, you've been achieving and persevering all your life. It's a journey that has taken you from Malaysia to Adelaide to America and Canada, and from being a struggling artist to a media personality and famous cook. How have you found the resilience to work through the challenges in your life?
It hasn't always been easy, but I embrace things going wrong because that's where all your learning happens.
Your success on the TV show MasterChef was due in part to your showcasing of traditional Malaysian and Chinese recipes. Have you always been proud of embracing your cultural heritage?
Not at all. In fact, it was the opposite. I had so successfully embraced Australia and shed my birth culture that I had neglected my heritage. I couldn't speak the language, and my knowledge of traditional food was terrible. My experience on MasterChef was very much about reconnecting with my Chinese-Malaysian culture. Now, cooking Asian food is emotional and spiritual for me. When I'm cooking ancient foods like dumplings, noodles, and pastas, it is magical to think that these recipes have travelled through the ages to get to me. There is something amazing about that transference of knowledge to think that I can still hold these ancient foods in my hands now.
So tell me a little more about your childhood. You emigrated to Australia when you were a child?
Yes. My parents brought me and my brother to Australia for a better education. I remember being awestruck by the golden-haired Australian children, their confidence and freedom. I remember watching a kid go to the canteen and buy an ice block and eat it, and seeing the sun hit her blonde hair. I remember thinking that she looked so beautiful, and I would never be cool like that. I felt like a different species from her.
What was your upbringing like at home?
My parents were strict. I was rarely allowed to go to friends' houses. When all the girls were getting into boys and able to socialise and things like that, I just had no idea. Hence, I acquired a crush on every single one of my brother's friends who came over.
It sounds like you felt very isolated.
Yes, I was very lonely. That is why I began to draw. It gave me this magical feeling of belonging in the world.
Po, I would describe your home here in Adelaide as quirky, and I've seen that it's filled with your art. There's so much to look at and marvel over. So how do you live your life now? How do you cope with being a television celebrity?
My home is really a place where I can retreat. The TV stuff is a love-hate thing. I do love it, but I'm also such a homebody. As long as I'm creating, I am happy, whether it be with food or with paint on a canvas. I have a market stall, Jamface, on Sundays at the Adelaide Farmers Market, where I sell all kinds of cakes and desserts. I absolutely adore it. I bake all day Saturday from morning till night. I love the cycle of cooking something and taking it to market, selling it to customers, then wrapping it up and giving it over. Who doesn't love baked goods?
What else do you like to do besides cooking?
My three passions are cooking, art, and nature. When I'm at home, I love to garden. For me, gardening is like a kind of religion. Nature is the number one thing that inspires me the most. It gives me this sense of connectivity to something that is bigger than myself, and I've really become aware of being just a speck in the universe. There is much wisdom to be discovered in nature.
Po, it sounds like you have had such an interesting and varied life journey so far. Do you have any final reflections to share with us before we finish up?
When I think back on the luck and accidents that have guided my life, the good fortune and the opportunity that I have had, I see it as a wild journey. So I would like to say to all the listeners out there, don't fear the new and different. Embrace it, as it will bring new meaning to your life.
Thank you, Po, for sharing those insights with us. And we wish you all the best with what lies ahead, whatever that may be. Good afternoon, and thank you for listening. Text 1, second reading. Our next guest, Po Ling Yao, has had an impressive career as a celebrity chef after appearing on the reality TV cooking show MasterChef. Welcome, Po. Did you always know you were destined for success?
I used to pretend I was on a TV cooking show, chatting to an imaginary audience in my kitchen. The cooking equivalent of singing into a hairbrush. Secretly, I suspected I was destined for something special. I've always had this feeling that cool things were going to happen in my life.
Well, you've been achieving and persevering all your life. It's a journey that has taken you from Malaysia to Adelaide to America and Canada, and from being a struggling artist to a media personality and famous cook. How have you found the resilience to work through the challenges in your life?
It hasn't always been easy, but I embrace things going wrong because that's where all your learning happens.
Your success on the TV show MasterChef was due in part to your showcasing of traditional Malaysian and Chinese recipes. Have you always been proud of embracing your cultural heritage?
Not at all. In fact, it was the opposite. I had so successfully embraced Australia and shed my birth culture that I had neglected my heritage. I couldn't speak the language, and my knowledge of traditional food was terrible. My experience on MasterChef was very much about reconnecting with my Chinese-Malaysian culture. Now, cooking Asian food is emotional and spiritual for me. When I'm cooking ancient foods like dumplings, noodles, and pastas, it is magical to think that these recipes have travelled through the ages to get to me. There is something amazing about that transference of knowledge to think that I can still hold these ancient foods in my hands now.
So tell me a little more about your childhood. You emigrated to Australia when you were a child?
Yes. My parents brought me and my brother to Australia for a better education. I remember being awestruck by the golden-haired Australian children, their confidence and freedom. I remember watching a kid go to the canteen and buy an ice block and eat it, and seeing the sun hit her blonde hair. I remember thinking that she looked so beautiful, and I would never be cool like that. I felt like a different species from her.
What was your upbringing like at home?
My parents were strict. I was rarely allowed to go to friends' houses. When all the girls were getting into boys and able to socialise and things like that, I just had no idea. Hence, I acquired a crush on every single one of my brother's friends who came over.
It sounds like you felt very isolated.
Yes, I was very lonely. That is why I began to draw. It gave me this magical feeling of belonging in the world.
Poe, I would describe your home here in Adelaide as quirky, and I've seen that it's filled with your art. There's so much to look at and marvel over. So how do you live your life now? How do you cope with being a television celebrity?
My home is really a place where I can retreat. The TV stuff is a love-hate thing. I do love it, but I'm also such a homebody. As long as I'm creating, I am happy, whether it be with food or with paint on a canvas. I have a market stall, Jamface, on Sundays at the Adelaide Farmers Market, where I sell all kinds of cakes and desserts. I absolutely adore it. I bake all day Saturday from morning till night. I love the cycle of cooking something and taking it to market, selling it to customers, then wrapping it up and giving it over. Who doesn't love baked goods?
What else do you like to do besides cooking?
My three passions are cooking, art, and nature. When I'm at home, I love to garden. For me, gardening is like a kind of religion. Nature is the number one thing that inspires me the most. It gives me this sense of connectivity to something that is bigger than myself, and I've really become aware of being just a speck in the universe. There is much wisdom to be discovered in nature.
Poe, it sounds like you have had such an interesting and varied life journey so far. Do you have any final reflections to share with us before we finish up?
When I think back on the luck and accidents that have guided my life, the good fortune and the opportunity that I have had, I see it as a wild journey. So I would like to say to all the listeners out there, don't fear the new and different. Embrace it, as it will bring new meaning to your life.
Thank you, Poe, for sharing those insights with us. And we wish you all the best with what lies ahead, whatever that may be. Good afternoon, and thank you for listening. Now answer questions 1 to 8.